Praise the Lord. I know it's really warm, it's hot here, but still, nevertheless, it's good if we focus our hearts completely to the Lord. It's also an exercise, even in difficult situations, to be focused upon the Lord. And it's really not that bad, actually. It's not that bad. But what Stefan shared really touched me, because it's a burden that the Lord would receive such that worship him in spirit and in truth. This is not just a topic of the youth conference. This is our topic. Last year we talked about this topic, and this year we talk about a different topic. But rather, in the last weeks, the Lord spoke to us so clearly, and he showed us that he wants to find a group of believers, of young people, who are the true worshipers. And the Lord wants to lay this burden into our hearts now. Because when he receives such true worshipers, this will be such a great step, large step in God's purpose. This will bring on God's plan. And when we talk about the true worshipers, like now in this conference, then it's not, first of all, about what we like. But in these days, today, we want to ask all together, we want to come to the Lord and ask the Lord together, Father, what pleases you? True worship is something that belongs to the Father. It's something that he wants. From the beginning on of the scripture, we see it. At the very beginning, even at the time, like at the time of the Old Covenant, like we read with Stefan, God told his people that they should worship him. Already back then, God was seeking such who should worship him, who do according to what he desires, what God enjoys. But unfortunately, after such a long time that has already passed, it still hasn't risen up in the hearts of many believers to ask what God desires, to ask about what he wants. We always think it's all about what I need. It's about what I like. It's about what I enjoy. But there's only very, very few who ask the living God, how should our worship look like? What should it look like? What type of worship do you want to have? Only a few have such a desire in their heart. Everyone comes here to the youth conference and they want to see, what can I gain for myself? How will the Lord touch me? What can I enjoy? I'm not saying this is wrong, but in such a time as now, in this week, God wants to reveal to us what he desires. God also wants to receive something. He has a desire. You shouldn't think, okay, God created everything and he brought us all here to satisfy us so that we are encouraged. And then when we go back home, we are all encouraged. Praise the Lord. And when I go back to work, and I go back to school, go back to the university, then I am encouraged to go on. That's not bad. But in John 4, we read that the Father is seeking He's on the search. The Father's on the search. He's not just seeking people who just want to be encouraged, who want to be filled, who want to be enjoyed, who want to receive something from Him. But rather, God is seeking such who ask what His purpose is, who ask what He wants to have. This is the type of people, but there are only a few. There are so few that God, the living God, who can see all things, He has to say, He has to seek them. He has to search them out. You know, if you are looking for something, it takes you a long time to find it because you don't know where it is. You don't see everything. But God knows everything. He sees everything. He knows everything. But when it comes to true worshipers, He has to seek them out. Even at the time of the Old Covenant, like Stefan read with us in Deuteronomy 12, God said and showed in such a clear way how worship looks like. He revealed it there. You must appear before your God and eat before Him and rejoice and bring all of your sacrifices and your freewill offering. And the entire church should feast and enjoy and praise and glorify the Father. This was in the time of the Old Covenant. But what happened? The people of God did not take heed to it. They did so many things and they came aside from the path of true worship. And then the Lord Jesus came. The Lord Jesus came. And He spoke with a Samaritan woman. And in His wisdom, he directed their conversation to a said, but the hour is coming. The hour is coming. And the Lord, He couldn't wait. And He didn't just say, yeah, there will be an hour in later, some time in the future. No, in the Lord's heart, He said, and now is. It's now. It's like He couldn't wait. He was so excited. He had such a desire. Now the hour is that the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. In the Lord's heart, there was such a burden that He would find people who practice true worship, who do what He desires. But what happened? We know history, not just the history of the last 2,000 years, but we know our own stories, our own personal history, our own personal story. If you look at yourself, does God enjoy our worship? Does it satisfy Him? Can God talk about our worship and say He's pleased, He's satisfied by our worship? Think about our meetings. When we come to the meeting, and the meeting is, like we read, a feast with the Lord. But you come, and all of us, we come, we sit down somewhere, sing several songs, wait for the message to start, and then see, okay, which brother will share today? Ah, okay, Rainer, he is giving the message today. And then after the message, we sing a song, and then we have a testimony. And then we all start looking at our watches. It's already 5:05. And then we go home. Next Sunday we come again. We sit down somewhere. You all sit there. We all look to the front. Sing a song. waiting for the brother to give the message. Elias will give the message today. Okay. And after Elias gave the message, we all say Amen, Hallelujah, Amen, Then we sing a song. Oh, let's sing a song. This melody is so nice. I love this. May we please sing 575. And then, after we sang this song, then you all, everyone's paging in their Bible, kind of flipping through their Bibles, flipping through their notes. Should I say something? No, actually, I don't have anything to say. And then you all go home. Is God pleased with this type of worship? Have you ever asked God if he's satisfied by this? Have you ever considered whether this pleases God? We never ask. We just come again and do the same thing every Sunday. Oh, today I don't feel so good. I'm going to sit in the very back. There will be others who come and they'll sit in the front. And then I'll wait for the message, sing a few songs. Do you really think that God's worship consists of just giving a message? Do you think God can enjoy my message? Is that what he's waiting for? God is seeking such who give a long message. And then, when we have a long message, that's worship for us. Do you think God really enjoys my long message? Actually, I shouldn't give a message, but I need his message. No, he doesn't need my message, I need his. He needs to be satisfied. He needs to be satisfied. But we are so caught up and stuck in our tradition. Like Stefan said, we just come, sit in the meeting, and look to the front. We sing a few songs, and we think a few songs is already worship. Do you think God is worshiped through your songs or through our songs? Is that what he really wants? If you read Deuteronomy 12, how is God worshipped? What is true worship? We are so caught up in our tradition. We come, we sing, we give a message, and we wait for I don't know whom that they would give a testimony, and then we sing a message. No, we don't. We sing a song. Then we go home, and we think that was worship. That was worship.
Wow.
Do you really think this is what God wants? Worship like this? All Christianity is doing exactly this for 2,000 years. Go to church, go to some church, listen to some preacher. They're singing songs. They are giving money, giving their tithes, and they're going home. And on Sunday, they come again. They hear the preacher, they hear the pastor, they sing a song, and they give their offering money. That was their offering. That was their sacrifice. That was their worship. Do you think God needs such a worship? Does he like this? Is he satisfied? We never thought about it. We just think we just continue to do it Sunday for Sunday for Sunday for Sunday for Sunday again, the same. And in the young people's meeting, we just sit there. Nobody asks, is this what God likes? And we're not asking if you like it. Maybe you like it if we sing 20 songs. Or if you hear three messages. But maybe you like it, but how is it with the Father? What should the church life look like? What does he like? What does he desire? Unfortunately, we are so caught up. We are captive, held captive in our traditions. We can't get out of it. Even though we know that maybe you don't like it, Father, but okay. And that's why, for 2,000 years already, the Father is still seeking such who worship Him in spirit and in truth. He is seeking such. And we shouldn't think it's a topic. We're just talking about a nice topic. No, the Father, He wants to change us. He wants that there is a change in our hearts. If we don't gain back this true worship, then we will have to wait for hundreds of years and just come Sunday for Sunday, Saturday for Saturday, doing the same old thing, and the Lord cannot come back, and there is no progress at all. True worship is something that the Lord has to lay into our hearts. In this youth conference, we want to ask the Lord what He wants. We want to know, how should we worship Him in spirit and in truth? Because the Father is seeking such who worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. This week, we should really lay aside, do away with all concepts, everything else, and seek the Father and ask Him, what type of worship do you want to have? How do you want us to meet? How should our meeting be? What does it look like? Otherwise, we're just going to do something week for week, month for month, and there is no true worship. And the Lord has to keep seeking. He'll be seeking on so much. I really hope that in these days the Lord finds such among us who has such a desire to say, Father, I want to be here. Father, I don't just want to stay in my old ways, week for week, remaining the same, but Father, I want to know what You want. I want to know how You are satisfied. Otherwise, how can the Father go on? How can the Lord go on? That's why we all should come before the Lord and say, Lord, reveal me Your way of worship. We don't just want to come and sit and be passive, listening to a message, but seek the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, make me to a true worshiper.